Israeli airstrikes Tuesday left more than 30 people dead across the southern and central areas of Gaza. The Israeli Air Force reportedly hit approximately 40 targets, which include military infrastructure and buildings containing explosives. Hamas and Islamic Jihad, an ally of the militant group, reported they had counterattacked the air forces with anti-tank rockets and mortar bombs. There are no reports of casualties or large-scale damage. Reuters reported an Israeli airstrike on a UN-run school that housed displaced families at the Nusrat camp killed 23 people and wounded many others. A displaced woman at the scene told a Reuters reporter, "Where is the safety for the agency-run schools? There are no safe agency schools, nor safe clinics, nor safe houses, nor safe streets. We have been left desolate, displaced, and destroyed." As law enforcement officials continue investigating the assassination attempt on former U.S. President Donald Trump, they want to know how an armed man was able to get to the top of a building with a clear shot at Trump. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Police had a report of a suspicious man. We're apparently exchanging photos. Witnesses pointed and shouted at an armed man on the roof. Butler Township Manager Tom Knight says an officer was hoisted up.
Rifle was pointed at the officer. The officer, defensive move, kind of ducked, fell, lost his grip on the building.
Sheriff Michael Sloop.
I hope they're not made a scapegoat because they did their job to the best of their abilities.
The Secret Service director says while the buck stops with her, they were responsible for the rally where Trump was. Local police were responsible for the outer perimeter where the gunman was. Investigators looking into whether roof access had been properly locked down. I'm Julie Walker.
Rwandan electoral authorities say President Paul Kagame has won 99% of the vote in provisional results from Rwanda's presidential elections. This is VOA News. South Korea's spy agency says a North Korean diplomat based in Cuba has defected.